The following podcast may not be suitable for all audiences. Discretion is advised. Again with ants. These people sure are touchy.
Who's that?
Knocking on my door.
Who's that?
Running across the floor.
Who's that?
Making ruckus now.
Who's that?
Look, it's Billy.
Billy, sit your ass down.
Today's cast includes, in order of appearance, Ed, Billy's dad, Lydia, his mistress, or as we like to think of her, the hoe, Jessica, Billy's mom, the creepy old chick, Billy, the policeman, and last but certainly not least, the usher. No job is small. Here we go. Our show opens on Ed's car in a lover's lane.
Move your hand.
Why don't you move your butt instead?
Stop shifting the armrest.
You're shifting it, not me.
Sex in a car is nothing like it was in high school.
Probably because your ass wasn't so big.
I was trying not to pinch your tits.
Damn.
When did that become so droopy?
Oh, yeah.
Probably while you having that herd of children for the past.
Never mind you.
By the way, why aren't we at your house?
I thought Jessica took the kid to the sick.
I can't sleep with you in my marital bed.
Wow. Way to ruin a moment.
What about a motel?
You know, something more civilized.
Hey, if I'd wanted to hear a bunch of complaining, I'd have slept with my wife.
I certainly understand her disappointment. Maybe I should sleep with her. She probably has a smaller ass.
Who's calling you?
I don't know. Maybe it's my wife.
Are we going to talk about her all day long?
I didn't bring her up.
Yes, you did. I just asked you who was on the phone.
And I told you who it probably was.
Take me back to the Whole Foods parking lot right now.
This date is over.
Oh, don't be like that.
It was
right now.
Who tries to have sex in bucket seats anyway? While Ed thinks of how his play date has been ruined, it occurs to him that his wife, or anyone for that matter, calling him so many times could mean there was a cause for concern. He makes a rolling stop to let his hoe out of the car, I mean his high school sweetheart, and quickly leaves the scene of his crime. When he stops to play back the messages, his wife's intensity is growing from installment to installment. Ed, Billy is missing. We were getting out of the cab when a rush of people dragged him away. I can still feel his little hand slipping out of mine. I can't think of what to do. There's so many people. You'd think there'd be a cop or two in the mix. No, I don't want to buy any marijuana. Dude, really? This is the third call. Do you get it? Your one and only child is missing. What were you planning to do? Just make more? I'm with the policeman now. Would you believe I don't have a picture of our son? What kind of mother doesn't have a picture of her own son? Why, no, I've never had this problem before. You think I go around losing my son? Pick up the phone, fool! Billy has been pushed all over the place by now and finally sits on a bench trying to figure out what to do. Since this has happened before, he's not upset just yet. That is more of a phase two development.
Hello, Billy. Are you lost? Let me help you find your mother.
No! No! No!
Billy is bucking like a bronco, yelling and flailing about. The Tasmanian devil has nothing on him.
Let the kid go. He doesn't want to go with you. Who is she to you, kid?
I don't know that lady. Could you help me find my mom?
I was just about to look for one of you wonderful peace officers. I'll be off now that you're here. Bye, Billy.
Yeah, I bet you will be. Wow, is she creepy or what?
That's what I said. And how does she know my name?
How the hell should I know? Stanley, I got a stray kid over here on the north side of Walman. Let me know if you have anyone looking for a black, an African, is it BIPOC now? Boy, it's a boy. It's a boy. About 5 years old.
Over. It'll be a lot easier to find her if you know her phone number.
Sure I do. What do you think I am, a baby? And there are tags on the back of my shirt because people are always grabbing me by the scruff of my neck on account of I'm really fast. And that's how people catch me.
What?
My mom put her phone number and my dad's phone number in my socks, too. I guess in case I lose my shirt. I don't know. My grandma says that I have issues.
Most little boys do.
Just as the officer turns his head, Billy proves his statement by darting over to a hot dog cart several yards away and then standing in the queue as if he actually has money to buy something.
Where'd he go?
Oh, I see.
The policeman walks over to Billy looking a bit stern.
Running off like that is how you got yourself in this pickle in the first place. Maybe you should cut that out.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm real hungry. I wish I'd gotten lost after lunch.
How's about a hot dog on me?
Oh, thank you, sir. My mom doesn't let me eat hot dogs. She says they're mystery meat. You know, like you get in school.
Yeah, whatever. Hey, two with everything and a couple of Cokes, Mark. Thanks.
Wow, you know the hot dog guy's name? That's so cool. You must know everybody.
Pretty much.
As Billy and the policeman talk to the various vendors in the area and watch people ice skating, his mother shows up looking like what David Byrne must have meant by the term cross-eyed and painless.
Oh, officer, thank you so much. You must think I'm a terrible mother, but I'm not, really.
And he even got me a hot dog for lunch.
Let me pay for that.
Why should you? I didn't. Just keep an eye on him. He's slippery.
As a motherfucker.
Oops. Anyway, we're on our way to Radio City. We'll be in one place for a while now.
I saw the people skating and everything while I was waiting for you to find me. Bye, sir. Thank you.
Stick close now. We're headed just over there.
Oh, you mean the show with the poop? I'm so glad we didn't miss it. I've been looking forward to it.
I know, Bill.
But you never guessed who found me first.
First?
Who? Remember that creepy old lady?
Maybe she hopped into a cab, too, but wasn't she just waving from the street?
This is the weirdest day. I should call your dad back to tell him I found you.
But I always do.
Yeah, we don't want him to have that same look you just had on your face.
My phone is dead. I'll find a way to charge it inside and give him a jingle later.
Billy sat transfixed watching the Rockettes and the pooping camel. His eyes were big as saucers the whole time. Jessica couldn't remember the last time Billy was that still. Once he was born and they smacked his butt, there'd been nothing but noise ever since. In the wake of this peaceful state, Jessica dropped off to sleep. Seemingly moments later, one of the ushers comes into the theater, turns on the lights, and begins talking.
Emergency call for Mrs. Prattner. Mrs. Prattner, you have an emergency call.
What? Where is he?
I'm right here, Mom.
Oh, my God. Did I fall asleep?
Oh, I'm Mrs. Prattner.
Let's go.
Your husband is on the line. Is that Billy? He looks fine to me.
Yes, there was a little incident earlier, but everything is fine now.
As the usher hands the phone to Jessica, you can hear Ed screaming frantically.
Honey, don't be alarmed. I'm on my way to the city now. If this damn car would move out of my way.
Don't be silly, dear. Billy's right here. We'll be home after the show. See you later.
What the? I wonder if you can chip a kid.
A boom. Tune in 2 weeks to see who'll try Ed's sanity next.
Billy, a boom, boom. Billy, 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 Billy.